with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson is doubling down on the need for better policy for health care as the government shutdown continues.
If you look at it objectively, you know that it is subsidizing bad policy. We're throwing good money at a bad broken system, and so it needs real reforms. The reason it was never appropriate or never possible to be resolved on a simple CR, stopgap funding measure, is because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans have a long list of ideas.
It's been 27 days since the government shutdown began. There's been no signs of movement from either Democrats or Republicans. Two strong quakes in the Atlantic Ocean rattled the eastern Caribbean.
A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck in open waters of the Atlantic Ocean and was felt throughout the eastern Caribbean. The quake occurred about 100 miles east of Guadalupe at a depth of 6 miles. The earthquake felt on islands including Antigua and as far as St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Shortly afterward, a magnitude 6.0 aftershock struck in the same area. I'm Julie Walker.
The 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk can't appear in court wearing street clothes but must be physically restrained due to security concerns, that according to a judge today. Attorneys for Tyler Robinson argued images of him shackled and in jail clothing would spread widely in a case with extensive press coverage and public interest, which they said could prejudice future jurors. Judge Tony Graff agreed to make some allowances to protect Robinson's presumption of innocence before a trial. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 337 points, the Nasdaq rose 432, the S&P advanced 83. This is SRN News. A new report on divorce in the U.S.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that the divorce rate is down and has been in decline since the 1980s. That sounds like good news, but it has to be considered against the backdrop of a parallel decline in marriage. Fewer people are getting divorced, but fewer people are getting married in the first place. The Pew survey also reveals that one-third of all people who have ever been married report their first marriage ended in divorce. Michael Harrington reporting.
If Zohra Mamdani wins New York City's mayor's race next month, he would become the city's first Muslim mayor. But his election would also shatter another long-standing norm that New York politicians remain fiercely supportive of Israel. Mamdani, a democratic socialist and staunch supporter of the Palestinians, has described himself as an anti-Zionist and accused Israel of genocide. This is SRN News. Another record-breaking session on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 rose 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.9%. Every major index added to records set on Friday. The gains kick off a week packed with potentially market-moving news. The Federal Reserve will make its next announcement on interest rates on Wednesday. Traders expect another cut to interest rates. Wall Street hopes that a meeting between the heads of the U.S. and China on Thursday will ease trade tensions. Some of Wall Street's most influential companies will report their latest profits this week. Damian Troisi, New York.
China's ambition to rival Boeing and Airbus with its homegrown C-919 passenger jet is hitting turbulent skies. The C-919 made by China's state-owned COMAC relies heavily on Western components. More details at srnnews.com.